Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, where we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And so if you want to be one of those 1,000, stay with us. Subscribe to the podcast, get a part of the blog over at bloggingyourpassion.com, and let's help you take your passion, build an audience around it, all the way to full-time income. So today's topic is called the three types of bloggers and why only one way truly works. So over the years, I've found that there are typically three types of bloggers. In other words, you could take all the bloggers, new bloggers to the more advanced bloggers and all of them in between, and categorize them into one of three buckets. And which type you are matters. And it matters because it's going to determine your success or failure. It's going to determine your ability to act or procrastinate. It's going to determine whether you find excuses or opportunities. And it's going to determine whether or not you are able to make this thing a reality. And what are those three types? So the three categories, the three types of bloggers are what I call the cautious, the curious, and the committed. And oh, by the way, if you've yet to launch your blog and you want to launch your own traffic optimized blog, then I want to invite you to join us for the free 7-day launch your blog challenge. So over the course of 7 days, each day, I'll give you a training video and a daily task. And after 7 days, you will have your platform up and running. All you need to do to be a part of this challenge is go to bloggingyourpassion.com/launch. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/launch. So let's look at each of these three. They're called the cautious, the curious, and the committed. First of all, there's the curious blogger. So the curious blogger, I've defined it as they fall in love with the idea of blogging full time. So the curious blogger attends webinars, they listen to podcasts, they even watch videos about blogging. They are highly invested in learning, and they love and enjoy to dive deep into this desire to blog full time. But the danger of being a curious blogger comes when learning feels like progress. Now, don't get me wrong, learning plays a crucial component in your journey, but it's only part of the equation. You see, many bloggers fall in love with the idea of blogging, but not the work it takes to be successful. In fact, I was there too. I had a period of time where my learning was way out of balance. You see, learner is one of my top 5 strengths from StrengthsFinders. It can be an incredible strength, but it can also be a real weakness when it's out of balance. I mistakenly thought that I just had to learn everything first, and if I did that, I'd end up making fewer mistakes. Or if I just learned a little bit more, I'd get more clarity. Or if I just took some more time to get it right, then I'd succeed faster. But yet, progress and momentum often eluded me. It wasn't until one night that I told my friend, I'm just ready to go fail at something. When I said those words, that's when things began to change for me. Something changed inside of me. You see, the fear of not trying was greater at that moment than the fear of failing. the fear of not trying was greater than the fear of failing. For many of us, that fear of failing is what's stopping us. It's keeping us in this curious state of mind where we're learning a lot, but we really have not made any progress. Well, not long after that night I had that conversation, I wrote on a sticky note the words, speed of implementation. And those three words became a new banner for me. And it helped me to determine that I no longer was going to let my learning be out of balance. But if I was going to spend time learning something, I had to be willing to act on it. So my question for you is, are you just a curious blogger? All right, let's go to number two. The second type is the cautious blogger. Now, the cautious blogger falls in love with quick results. Now, it's important to note that the cautious blogger is not cautious about getting started. They have a blog launch, they are taking action, they've got blog posts published, and they maybe even have an email list started. But the biggest problem a cautious blogger faces is they're just not all in. They mistakenly place too much emphasis on getting quick results in order to keep going. Or they spend too much time on what everyone else seems to be doing. Or they are constantly justifying and analyzing every action that they take. Now, to use an analogy, I always like to use the analogy of a farmer. So the cautious blogger takes actions by planting in the spring, so they get started, but they quickly grow frustrated when the harvest doesn't happen in the summer. The summer heat, in this analogy, is what stops them. They pull back before the harvest. So with every action they take, they pull back, they pull out, they readjust too early, and they simply don't give anything time to mature and bloom. Does that describe you today? Is that where you're at? Are you a cautious blogger? You've started some things, but you pull back. You sabotage. You self-sabotage. Well, then I want to invite you to become the third type of blogger, and that's the committed blogger. The committed blogger falls in love with long-term impact. You see, the committed blogger is not committed because they are successful. They become successful because they're committed. There's a big difference. The committed blogger falls in love with the work and the future potential impact that they hope to one day make. In fact, if their latest blog post just changes one life, then it was worth the effort because they have the long-term perspective in view. Now, that doesn't mean that they're oblivious to the need for results, but they just simply choose not to place too much weight on instant results. They judge more their activity than their results. I remember the day that I decided to become a committed blogger. It was way before I started doing this full time. And I remember exactly the conversation I was having in my own head. I told myself, I don't care if it takes me 5 years to become a full-time blogger, if it means I can enjoy it for the next 20 to 25 years, then that means all the work will be worth it. I suddenly in that moment realized that I'm not going to put too much pressure on me to make this thing full-time in 5 months. But honestly, if it takes 5 years so that I can enjoy it for the next 20 to 25, then I'm all in. And so the question I have for you today is, are you a committed blogger? All right, self-assessment time. Which type of blogger are you? In fact, the type of blogger you are is always up to you. Are you a curious blogger? Doing a lot of learning, but hardly any action. Are you a cautious blogger? You've taken some action, but you keep pulling back. Or are you a committed blogger? You're all in, and you're in this for the long journey. The truth today is, the choice is yours. So again, I would invite you that if you have not yet started and got into the game, that we have a challenge. It's called the free 7-day launch your blog challenge. Each day for 7 days, I'm going to send you an email with a training video and a daily task. And by the end of that 7-day challenge, you'll have a fully optimized, traffic optimized blog up and running. So all you got to do to be a part of the challenge is go to bloggingyourpassion.com/launch. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/launch. Well, that's it for this episode. I truly hope that this helps you. I hope it helps you to give you some encouragement about the mindset that needs to take place for you to make this a reality. And really take some time to think about, which one am I? Am I the curious, the cautious, or the committed blogger? Well, if you enjoyed this episode or you're enjoying this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Give me some feedback. You can do that by going to iTunes and either rating the podcast or leaving us a review. And this helps us to know that this is truly helpful in reaching the audience that we most want to help. Because remember, I said earlier that our mission is to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000.